Anthony, 10 point defeat and relegation, so not a great day.
No, disappointed. Disappointed for the lads, disappointed for the supporters in particular, because I think we got great support in this league, and disappointed we didn't get to reward them today. But for us, you know, we just have to look forward to the championship and take the learning points from the league. You know, a couple of soft goals there today from balls that we had and turnovers is probably more disappointing than yes. conceding from good play. And something we have to continue to work with. We showed aspects of good defending in the league, but we probably have to get better at it, as you say, against the top teams.
Overall, Anthony, in the 7 league games, 3 league points just in the end wasn't enough.
No, I suppose the point that we lost here in the Hyde was probably under controversial circumstances with an umpire and a ref. Probably ultimately was our you know put us down, but that's not an excuse for us. We should have done better. Even last weekend against Galway, we should have done better. We should have been doing better today against Cavan. And that's their performances that you look back on that can't happen again. And for today, you know, we were, you know, in control and going quite well in the first half. And then to cough up an easy goal, you just can't do that. But that's why we wanted to be in Division 1, and we wanted to be against the top teams, because against the top teams you learn most. And the guys are learning quite a lot, and during the league, most definitely. But we have more to learn.
It's a tough place to learn as well, Anthony, for the lads, you know, especially the last 3 or 4 games from Cavan to today. You struggled in the majority of them.
We did, yeah, but there's some very good play as well, and some you know, some outstanding play, and some aspects that we can bring into the championship. But we still have to keep working and working and working, and there's no substitute. Division 1 in any league, you're playing against the top teams, and you have to be on top of your game all the time. You might get away with some of that in lower divisions, but for us, we're taking the positives. We have a lot to work on, and it's how we can bring that improvement into the championship.
A break and Leitrim. Yep. So, coming up on the 12th of May.
Yeah, so April is a club month, so we'll train, but they'll be with their clubs. There's 4 rounds of club activities that players are released to play with their clubs, because that's the lifeblood of any county set up. And then it's back, as you said, on the 12th of June of May,
yeah.
Very, very quickly here. And that's our biggest focus. We're playing a team that's, you know, is on the crest of a wave, really, with massive confidence. And that's not going to be no easy match here in the Hyde.
Scoring was a problem, Anthony will say. So I suppose, from one point of view, even no relegation tonight, it was good to see Jeremy Murta back.
Yes, it's obviously Jeremy is a top-class player, and we can't lose players of the calibre of Dermot, and it was great to see him getting the 20-25 minutes, pop the score after coming on. Yeah, and you know, we'd have loved to have had him for another match or two, because you need all the options. You need options everywhere. You need options in goal. You need options in defence. Midfield is a really tough position to play in the modern game. And up front, we always need options.
When you came into the job, Anthony, I suppose maybe a bit later than other teams had maybe a head start, you probably felt that, you know, to stay in Division 1 was going to be a huge ask. So I suppose overall in the 7 games, what have you learned?
Well, definitely I would say when we were 6-3 up today, and in a lot of the other games, 10 minutes into the second half against Dublin, 2 points up, you were able to match any team, or as good as any team that's out there. It's consistency. It's getting that bit more clever in your play. It's not coughing up the easy scores and cutting out those mistakes that ultimately cost us. There's a huge amount of work with, for sure. And we will keep working on it. And the guys have improved a lot, huge amount in our books. And we just have to keep continuing the work.
I suppose what you learned, you mentioned there, those mistakes, they usually happen against the top 6 teams in the country.
They do, yeah. That's where you get experience.